In math tests administered to 3rd to 8th graders in the spring of 2014, just around 36% statewide were considered to meet or exceed the new Common Core standards. Around 64%, or nearly two-thirds of the children in the state, did not meet the Common Core standards and failed the tests. The number of those passing was around 3 points higher than last year, when just 31.2% passed. On the English test, students statewide only improved by 0.1 percentage point, from 31.3% passing in 2013 to 31.4% in 2014. Over two-thirds of the 3rd to 8th graders were considered to be only partially proficient or well below proficient in reading and writing. Education officials nevertheless say they are encouraged and that things are improving. Regents Chancellor Merrill Tisch called it modest but real progress.
Students statewide made significant progress in math, including students in every need resource group, urban, suburban, and rural.
But Chancellor Tisch admits that English scores did not improve as much as hoped.
Let's be clear. We still have a very long way to go, and there is still much more to do.
Tisch says only slightly more than one-third of today's ninth graders will graduate high school, college, or career ready, and most of those who attend higher education institutions will have to take costly remedial classes. Overall, students from wealthier schools score higher on the tests. Around half are considered to have passed the exams. But in the English tests, even students in the state's wealthiest schools saw scores slip a bit, from an average of 52% passing in 2013 to 49% this year. While there were some improvements in New York City schools, upstate urban districts, including Buffalo and Syracuse, had among the lowest scores in the state. Rochester was at the bottom, with just 6.8% considered to meet or exceed standards in math, and just 5.7% considered proficient in English. The low test scores will not count against the students, however. Governor Cuomo and the legislature this spring imposed a two-year moratorium on the exam results being applied to student records after what was widely viewed as a botched rollout of the Common Core standards. The flawed implementation of Common Core led to noisy protests at schools in the fall of 2013 when Chancellor Tisch and Education Commissioner John King attempted to address parents, teachers, and students' concerns. Commissioner King was asked on the teleconference call whether he thinks the second year of low test scores will further fuel the backlash against Common Core. He refutes that and says most of the opposition is based on misconceptions.
There continues to be a lot of discourse driven by misinformation.
The parents of over 55,000 students opted out of taking the test this year, including the children of the Republican candidate for governor, Rob Astorino. Astorino has made opposition to the Common Core part of his campaign, even starting a new ballot line called the Stop Common Core Party. Commissioner King tamped down expectations of any rapid turnaround in the test scores in the next few years, saying he expects continued incremental progress. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.